So Rinpoche asks that we generate the aspiration for enlightenment, that we may bring to Buddhahood sentient beings as vast as the sky, as numberless as, and vast as the sky, and that in order to do this we will achieve Buddhahood, which does not remain in either extreme of peace or of existence, and that we will practice listening to the teachings, reflecting on them, and meditating. And so with generating this mind of enlightenment, one listens to the teachings. So from among the two, Chö, Dharma, and Dharmata, there were detailed explanations of them in the outline. So we finished the first part of the outline, which was the detailed explanation of Dharma or phenomena. So now today we move into the second part, which is the detailed explanation of Dharmata, or the true nature of phenomena. So there are two aspects to this detailed explanation of Dharmata. One is a brief summarized teaching, and the other is a detailed explanation.
Tambo don jindo tembam don te jindo tembam ni namba thoki khinyi la jupal la namme ba ti khinyi ko do ne ba tang ne par je da ri pa tang ji so twin tang te tang ni nyawar song ne ju pe so ki sa tang
So first we have what we'll consider first is the brief or the summarized teaching, as we've done in the past, which will give us the main points, and then afterwards there'll be a detailed explanation of them. So for the root text that lays out these 6 points, the unsurpassable way of entering into Dhammata, or the nature of all phenomena, is through 6 aspects or 6 points. The first one is the characteristics or a definition. The second is what Dhammata refers to. The third is a definitive distinction, which you could also say it's the ability to identify Dhammata in a definitive way, without doubts. Fourth is to come into contact with Dhammata. One has an insight or a cognition of Dhammata. And then fifth is recollection or bringing to mind. And sixth, Nyawar Sun, it literally means to come close to. But here, it's translated, it means to perfect, to actualize, to realize Dhammata. So those are the 6 points of the root text, and then they will be explained briefly and then more extensively.
Don se ke ta don namba do ki chunyi len jokwa. Chunyi nyangyi len de pa la jokwa te laname pa te, laname pa nyi. Te don namba do ki chunyi len joksor te joksor laname pa yin bichin sin karasana kanke. Tharpa tenye je kanza kanke. Don toko te, don namba toko te kong to chui na. Kongdo chöna se jute, kongdo chöna, lor chöna, likpar kina. Namzang chö malipa, nambar sam chö malipa. Namzang chö se jute, dripa, dripa tak chö. Namzang chö malipa, sancho chö malipa. Delato, delato shibatun kathik mehpar, kongdo chö paranjove, lor chö paranjova, tisha. Tien jukto lanime.
So then we have the unsurpassable, the first point, which is the unsurpassed, it says the unsurpassable way of entering the Dhammata through 6 aspects or 6 points. Gangshik, so that refers to those who wish to realize Nirvana, so those, they should understand well, to know well, or internalize, Kongdu Chupa, the 6 points. And those who do this then will know swiftly, will know easily, without exception, the phenomena which are completely purified, the stains have been completely removed.
Hey, Kanchana, Tōng nāmbā tō tō kāng kia nāng kāng yī kia nā Chūnyī kia Chūnyī kī pār sāvā tāng tāng bō Tōng nāmbā tō kā nāni tāng bō chūnyī kī gō rā Chūnyī sī kī tē mīng rē Chūnyī kī pē Chūnyī kī pā tē mīng ām chūnzā rē Chūnzā chūnyī kī Chūnyī kī pē Mīng jū pū yōr Yōr tē kāntē yī bā kī gō rā Tī sē nā tāng bō chūnyī kī Chūnyī kī pār sāvā
So then, how are these points? One should know the characteristics of dharmata and what is the basis or the foundation for its arising. Dharmata is just a name, and one should then know what this name points to.
Pena kenda wati na me kipe me kipe tanga pinga mare me kipe me kipe yor chaki sikpa me kipe me te chaki sikpa le jukthor jukthor dikhi go tene me ya puchi.
So for example, if you have a fire you have fire and you want to know what it is, well then you have the characteristics that it is hot and it burns. So those characteristics then point us towards fire, which is what we want to know about. So, chuni then, dharmata is a name. And then we need to know how it is that what this name points towards. What is the basis? What is the referent for this name?
Ne sijete tejev ne sanje ne de jorba chuni te. Jeve ne san ge ni de jorbam. Yana chuni te mekwa kangla kun de neba te yadam. Chuni te mekwa kangla kun de neba, chuni de yade akoko.
So then the second point, when one focuses on the dharmata, what is the basis on which this focus rests? I.e., one could say, what is it that dharmata refers to? And that's the second point.
Niparajepatam. Niparajepa sijita karasana te niparajepatam. Chuni jeton te niparajepa. Neparan jeba, sosor jebaam, chunyi chijate longo la rantin da kintin di digre, di tun sosor mandi pa jeba taam. Somba neparan jeba re.
Lansin dan chitsin kogo gido, nika kandise kakare kogo gido.
Neparan jeba chijate rantin da kintin chitan tokpa la de digre wa.
So the third point is Nyepar Chepa, which means to distinguish definitively the Dharmata. And Rinpoche explains that as meaning there are the Rangsen and the Chitsen. So Rangsen refers to the self-characteristics of the phenomena. And the chitsen refers to what's translated as general characteristics. It has to do with the concepts that we lay upon things. And usually, these two things, the rangsen and the chitsen, are mixed up into one. They're confused into one thing. We don't distinguish between them. So when during this third point, then, what it means is that we learn to distinguish between rangsen and chitsen, to see them individually as what they are.
Rekpa tang. Rekpa se je de dekap je rekpa de chunyi je tong na mwen som rekpa. Chunyi je tong mwen som to tokwa la dekap se rekpa se. Tong lam re. Chunyi je tong mwen som to tokwa tong lam re kam del te la rekpa se. Mwen som de rekpa.
Rekpa am rekpa.
Rekpa.
Rekpa, ya ki re. Sometimes Rigpa,
sometimes.
So the fourth one.
Is,
So the fourth one is sometimes appears as Rigpa with a Dengbu, meaning to touch or come in contact with. And sometimes in some texts it appears as Rigpa with a Gigu, which would mean to cognize directly. And Rupacha says that basically they have the same meaning. So this would mean to come into direct contact with the Dhammata or to cognize it directly.
Oh, yes. Tonglam to tumba ni je tongmen som de rekpa mwen som to to chen de ji so lariang tenye yi tonglam to mwen som to to chen ba tenye yang ni yang do lin je ka mayen ba yang ni yang so gombar chen ba la ji se chen ba yang ni yang so ji se chen yin gomba gomlam de ni.
So this point of four, when one came in direct contact with the Dhammata or cognized it, this refers to the path of seeing, to the tonglam. Then, point five, which is recollection.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes,
I hope they've been hearing.
Oh, no, it's actually better with
that. Oh, is it better here?
It's actually worse with the little. No problem, whatever it's like to be.
Lower down is better?
Dogodogay. Oh, yeah. Yes, only in the water. Oh, yeah.
So this is recollection, which came a little bit late this morning.
Oh, yeah.
So this point then, at five recollections, so what does one recall? One recalls again and again the experience of the Dharmata. And one can think of it maybe as like familiarizing oneself with the experience that one had of on the path of seeing. And this is then the path of meditation.
Ti dani nyevar son lan jokbe so. Ti dani se jide chunye te dani de nyevar son baam. Chunye te dani de nyevar son ba. Chunye te rangin de lepa. Chunye te rangin ngon de jorbaam. Chunyi tiye danyi de lepa. Nelok chunyi tiye ngô kande yina tiye ngang de lepa sebre. Nyevar sunbam, yonsu tropa, thar simba lan jokpa. Thar simba te, dikabsa nyevar sunba te tan thar simba lanye malablam. Thar simba lan jokpa tan toki so.
So then the sixth point, nyevar sunba, literally means to come close to. But here the meaning is to arrive at, left, to actually to get there. And one arrives at the nature of Dharmata, which also means to perfect or to perfectly establish the Dharmata. And so these are the six points through which one enters the Dharmata. So that concludes an explanation of the brief teaching. And now we're on line five in the middle.
Jesus,
ဒွန်စေကတွန်ရင်ဒွန်စေကတွန်ရင်တော့ဒွန်စေလေတာနံပါတ်တုတ်တင်ရဲဒွန်ကြဒွန်စေတွန်ရင်တော့တုတ်ပေါ်တေဆောဆောခေပလာသံဘုံစင်းကြီးခေပါနေစင်းကြီးစင်းကြီးဒွန်နေစင်းကြီးဒွန်နေစင်းကြီးဒွန်နေကြတဲ့ရင်ကြီးစားဝဆုံးတယ်ရခင်စား
Okay, so we'll take then the root text for the points one by one. So the first one is the characteristics are according to the sutras.
Chuni namzang and chini. Chuni namzang and chini de kangshana kongdo noru dute kongdo tanda. Chutan chuni in do tempa capso, young chuni in sini kirava. Kondo noro do the tempa capso, te yinni de zoa so, yetang tava. Yetang tava ne tempa chetawa yin the kibasao. Momatin simba taking the kibas. Oh, yeah.
So, if one asks, what are the characteristics of the completely purified Dharmata, as was shown before in the brief presentation, one should know them just as they were presented there. We had the definition earlier in the text, and that is that it is the Dharmata, excuse me, the Tathata, the Deshini, free of the four, which is the perceived object, the perceiving subject, the point of reference, and what it refers to. It was Zungwadan Zinpa and Juzudan Juzi. So Juzudan Juzi, you can translate as a point of reference or and what it refers to or what is expressed and what expresses it or the signified and the signifier. So it's free of all those four things.
Tanyiba ne karre, chinyiki ne ne, ne ne chunam tamche tang, songram do de tamche do, kisawa song.
So the second point is the place or the foundation. And that is all phenomena and the words of the Buddha in all the sutras. That's the root text now for this second point.
Jesa kunzang du pe kiz chunam tamje Jesi den jesa ni le jesa kunzang kunzang se ju de kun che pe kun ni nyu mo ba tang san che pe nam zang kunzang ki de be kiz chunam tamje kiz chu tamje e chuni je ne re Kuenu nyo mongpa ta namzang ka dupe chutam je chunyi jinnere. Karra se na kuenu nyo mongpa ta namzang ka dupe chutam je zungzi ni jitongpa te chunyire. Ti se na kunzang ka dupe chutam je chunyi jinnere. Juhisa wangdu se na kuenu nyo mongpa ta namzang ka dupe chutam je chunyi jinnere. Chunyi jinnere. Karasana, Kunzanga, Chutamje, Zumzi Niji Tongbe, Nelok de Chinire. Juizija Wang the Sena, Kadere Sena, Juzi Jawang the Sena, son of Yena Juni. Sanje Jason the so descend the Dana, son of Yena Juni to the Yayer. Son of Yena Juni Jupe Dode Tamji Yaman Dodo. Son of Yena Juni Jupe Dode Tamji La. Then it to some Sena, tell it Juni Jetawa again to Sumbari. This Sena, Juzi Jawang the Sena, then it son of Dode Tamji Juni Jinir. Oh, yeah.
So the second point, then, is the place or foundation where on the last line of page 22. So as for the place or the foundation, it is all phenomena that can be known, i.e. What is totally afflicted and completely purified. These comprise of everything that is to be expressed. So, and how is this, excuse me, that the place of the Dharmata is all phenomena, both totally pure and totally afflicted? It's because when these phenomena are freed of, or become empty of dualistic appearance, then what you have then is the true nature or the Dharmata. So that's one side of the place. So that is what is expressed. You have the jiva there in the first part of the line. Then the second part is what expresses it, the jiva, and that is the teaching of the Buddha, which as it is found in all the sutras, and these can be condensed into 12 branches.
Tanda Kunzang, Kunin Yomomba, Tanamzang, Chunam, Lander Sebe, Lander Cheta was again the Sebe, Chunil, Remdi Jogure, Rembeto. Ton Tambar, Tendam Jawang the Sena, Ton Tambar, Memekbar, Zungzin Yisum Memekbar, Zungzin Jimekba, Mabar Tinla Papa Le, Nyande Topadam. Zongzhen yi jie tong ba. Zongzhen yi jie tong ba, zongzhen yi mamek ba, mamek ba, chunye jie ngang la, nyambar ya ba, nyande toba se na, dene chu tam jie, jyoza chu tam jie chunye jie nere.
So, why is this? I.e., why is it that these two things, all phenomena, and the words of the Buddha, why is it that they comprise the place of the Dharmata? So, excuse me, one attains nirvana through becoming clear about all phenomena on a conventional level, through knowing what is to be taken up, which is the completely pure phenomena, and what is to be abandoned, which was the totally afflicted. And one proceeds gradually this way, and then ultimately, one comes to know them as free of any point of reference. And then second, for the second part then, so that's phenomena, the second part then deals with the Buddha's speech. By engaging or entering into the Buddha's speech through listening and reflecting, one moves along the path without confusion, without fogginess.
Sonabla Tusam de Shoka le lam Dutu la Mamamba Javasero. Jersey de Jersey Sonab Dode Nam Chinese name in Bejimsin Karasena. Jersey Sonabla Sonab de Ton Tango too. Then it took out some money but daily
So then, why is it that the Buddha's speech then is the place of the Dharma Ta? First, one practices listening to the teaching, and then through examining with wisdom these teachings, one comes to know the deeper meaning of the thought, and in this way one is able to move along the path without confusion, without being befogged. So then the root text for the third point, as for distinguishing definitively, if one has the correct if one has the correct kind of confidence which relies on the Mahayana Sutras, this comprises all the aspects of the path of junction, which is the second path.
Don't tell us if you the carasana, chini, you don't tell her, neighbor and jay by his avane. They come so neighbor and jay by his avane carre. Take my chamber, dode, a gondon la. Take my chamber, dode, nam your gondon, said you the carasana. Take my chamber. Jyuzi tukpa chenpu ndode namche jyuzi tong la tenpe. Jyuzi tong chetawa yendo tokpa la tenpe. Chorjin yi la sepe. Chorjin yi la sepa, manorpar yi la sepa. Manorpar yi la sepe, sepe dupe jolan tamche to. Chorjin yi la sepe dupe jolan tamche dikam dar, tene nipar jepare.
As for distinguishing definitively the object, i.e. Dharmata, if one has the correct kind of confidence which relies on the meaning of the ideas in the Mahayana Sutras, this is explained as comprising the complete path of junction.
Ninji ji sa xia na ninji jin ji ji se na ninji ji jo la na ninji ji jo ba yin xia na yam na cho jo to cho lam dang jo lam to do di tong yin cho la da jo la nam so de ne tuan ba san ji jin do de le song ba yin do di tong yin do xirab song ji Tambu, tupe hirabji, dodi don tu. Sambi hirabji, tupe don, dodi gondon, la hirabji takye tangne, nihi ni. Nihi ni simbe jiso, tene chuni la nyambar yago vire. Chuni la nyambar yana, ten gomzong hirabji gre. Te tabu, hirab somji goni. Hirab somji goni, yila sepe. Hirab somji goni, yila sepe. Then Dodi don't the yila say so the hirab song to go ni yila sepe. To be hirab chiku jang yila si to go yomare, go to yomare. Sambi hirab chiku yang de yomare, to some hirab chiku. Gomba chiku yang madevare, to some gom song to go ni Dodi don't lam Dodi don't yila sepe. Chuni jeton, tongba ni jeton. Chunyi tongpa nyi jitong ngiparan jepa. Ngiparan jepa si jita kare ngun senpa. Ngiparan jepa ngun senpa. Ten tusang gomsom la ten tetong mepa ngun sen gore. Ngun senpa la teni dikapsa ngiparan jepa. Thupa, dode la thupa se teni samon tang ten gom jadu ten ding wasn't missing by the ten tits on my budget.
So, what is the reason for this? Why does one need to distinguish definitively? And it is explained that on the paths of accumulation and junction, having developed a certain understanding through the three wisdoms in accordance with the meaning expressed in the sutras, one is able to distinguish definitively or to recognize without any doubt the dharmata or emptiness. And the three wisdoms, Rinpoche explained, are the wisdom that comes through listening to the teaching, through reflecting on the teaching with one's wisdom, through analyzing the teachings that have been given, and then through the wisdom that comes from meditating on the dharmata. So through those three wisdoms, which are generated in accordance with the meaning expressed in the sutras, one comes to have no doubt about what dharmata is. One has an absolutely certain understanding of the dharmata.
So
now for the fourth point of the root text. And this we saw can be either Rekpa with a Dengbo or Rikpa with a Gigo. So I think maybe I'll just say contact or attainment here. Achieves the correct view on the path of seeing where one attains directly the ta-ta-ta, the dejini, and then experiences this in different ways.
Yepa Rikpa Chi Savane Rikpa Chi Savane Yurjin Hirab de Jinne Jin said to the Meghi Chesare Yurjin Hirab de Meghi Jitil and Depe Young Dabatawa Tobeser Jitil and Depe Young Dabatawate Yurjin Hirab de Meghi Tavare Mato Jenny Hirab je meg mena jiktin len de pa tawa te tungu maare, ta tugu ya maare. Yurchin hirab je chini, yurchin tundang si pa hirab je chini am. Yurchin tundang si pa hirab je meg hi, jiktin le de pa, jiktin pa nam je ta mato pa, jiktin len de pa yang ta pa tawa topa ti sir. Senan tungu lam chi. Tonglam je kab so dwenje tsa mayin pa dwenje se je de karirasana pe na tanda Tanda nga su nevi yok samna, nevi yok namba lo lishavate tuenje re. Tuenje lo lishavare, tuenje teta rangsi ni chik dun thonne, tene zingare. Te yendo, tuenje ngon sondo mato pa kapsu, tuenje je tuenje am, chinsin ta tuenje ngoma ni chik dun thonne jugare, chik dun thonne gombare. Tene thonla je kapsu, che sam mayin para, chinsin sam mayin para. ကျင့်ချင်းတဲ့ဒစီရဲကျင့်ချင်းတဲ့ဒရိုးတန်တာဝရညံကြတော့ညံပရိယာပကပ်ဆိုညံကြတော့ငွေဆုံးချစ်သောတော့ငွေဆုံးချစ်သောတော့စေတော့ငွေဆုံးချင်သုံးပါတယ်ကျင့်ချင်းတဲ့ဒစီရောနငွေဆုံးချစ်သုံးပါတယ်ငွေဆုံးတော့တုံးမကပ်ဆိုတုံးညီတန်တုံးညီတော့ပြခရပ်ပြပါတာလာကျင့်ချင်းတဲ့ဒစီမဲပါ
မင်းတန်ချိတ်တန်ထာညိမဲပါမင်းတန်ချိတ်တဲ့ထာညိလင်တယ်ပါငွေဆုံးတူတူကိုပါလေငွေဆုံးချစ်သောတော့ယောတေကြီးညိယောချင်းညိတေကြီးညိထုံပန်းကတမဲတာပါထုတ်တယ်ထုံလမ်းကြထုံလမ်းကြပါစေထုံလမ်းကြဓမ္မတန်တာပါငွေငွေတို့ထုတ်တယ်စေတို့ငွေတို့ထုတ်စေတို့ထုံပန်းကြဓမ္မတန်တာပဲဒါပဲချင်းညိငွေဆုံးတူကြပါလေ
มันซ้ําตัวจบละทบขี้ไปทันนี้ส่งได้ครับชุนี้เตยนี่ทองบังจะธรรมดาตาว่างงตัวจอจริงเดนดาแต่งงตัวจบละทองงตัวจนจิตทบตัวกระเรจิตทบตัวญาญญาเตเลยิงบาญาญญาเตเลลาเมจิจะสาวะละจิตทบเสร็จจิตทบจิตทบตัวยังตาปตะเวญาญญาตะตงบะนี่งงซ้ําตัวตอกว่าละเตนะ ยีทบตัวยังตาเป็ดตาไปเลยยังตาเป็ดตาไปยังสุญญวังกังยังบ่าวยายีทบตัวยังตาเป็ดตาไปยังสุญญวังกังยังบ่าวเทถงแล้วเลยโอ้ยถงแล้วงูมาเดียวยาเลยที่จีจีทบเตยส่วนยังจีทบจิตตาบัตยามยงยังถงแล้วจะคงสุดไปแล้ว
네 통남랑 통남라 제톱 연결이
되죠. 제톱 연결에 제톱도 지수 냠자 즉시 그래 대 냠자 대 곰란도 그래.
So as for attainment or recognition, because recognition achieves the correct non-worldly view, the Rinpoche gloss this is It's something that normal, ordinary people can't see, can't understand. So it's, in this sense, non-worldly. Through the perceiver's eye of wisdom, the subject's eye of wisdom, and without this, it's impossible to know the Dharmata. Then the object, the Dharmata, is actually seen, and the stains to be given up are purified through the path of seeing. And in this path of seeing, then in meditation, there is not a single generic image. That's a translation for dun chi, which is here in the fifth line. And this dun chi, Rinpoche explained as So to continue with this explanation of the dunchi, it's similar to this image that appears in one's mind when one thinks of say New York City or another place. The actual place is not there in front of us. It's something that's generated without a direct cognition. And then what happens is that we mix this. Names and words, concepts together, and this produces this dunchi. The meditation then that we rest in is beyond any of this kind of image making. It's beyond any kind of name or words or concepts. Then in post-meditation, through this correct view, which is the experience of emptiness that was seen or experienced in post-meditation, then through this view, one experiences the world. So one has on this path of seeing both meditation and post-meditation experience.
Reba yanda da da zhe do e lan je ngu song so do de zhe nye do nya zu nyong gang yin ba wo
Ka sachi ngapam, jisa tenpa ne, jisa tenpa rikpe ne, thoma thona gomlaanji, sanchok soja dhepa te, tena trema servisar khisava songde.
Now we come to the fifth point of the root text. As for recollection, one recalls the experience of seeing the Dharmata through this through one's awareness, and one practices the factors of enlightenment. So this then both of these comprise the path of meditation, and this path then clears away stains.
Oh yeah. Jisa tenpa khisava ne. Jisa tenpa ne kap khisava de karre. Kar jisa tenpa de se no. Jisa tenpa khisava ne. Mar. Tona je kapso so so rang rikpe se den di kandi rikpa di kubare yendo wa so so rang rikpe ne so so rang rikpe yishi chi so so rang rikpe ne rikpe chunyi ngon som ton tonga se yenda zona so so rang rikpe yishi chi chunyi ngon som ton tonga tonga tong Larian Gomba Yimbena Tini Jidin Sigre Tonam Je Gom de Jisrin Gomuir. This is not our Gonga Rekatia Samsan Dingba Sansa Kuru Mudua. Then you can take the Yure. Carresena Tonan de Soso Ran Rekpe Yehiji Soso Ramzong Yehiji Chuning on Sum Tonga. Soso Ran Rekpe Yehiji Chuning on Sum Tonga. Tongue imbecilandi, Kogosi on the Rikpe, he je, Tongue, your change its chan, it's over temperate. So, so run Rikpe, he je, Chuni Monsum to Tonga, Tonam re, Tonga Tonge, Tonga Tong, so so run Rikpe, he je, Tonga the Chuni Monsum to Tonga Tong, Tiny. तो सेना मनसुम तो सेबारे सर तासर तो को मारे मनसुम तो सेबारे तो सेला लारियां जिदी से जते चेतन जिदी से जते मुमाते जिस टेंगो रेवा देपन थोंग सेबाते लारियां थोना जि कप सो मनसुम तो थोंग सेबे चुनी ते लारियां गोंब लाम जे लारियां थिन ते गोंब लाम जी कम ना Yang Temba, Yang the Yang the Temba, Tinkin, Yang the Yang the Tinkin, Gom Goyere, Yang Gombang, Yam Yang Gombakabs of Temba and Ebarawa, in a young Gom Gomba Tinkin Gomgir, Tinkin, Tokota Seba Sanchuk Soji Duba Sanchuk Je Soji Duba Tamjela Tedar Jubati Gomla tene gombe pamara sabe tama nam sevare se te ser gomba wo.
So now we come to the fifth point, which is on the last line of 23. So as for recollection, through one's previous, and that refers then to the Tonglam, the path of seeing, individual self-awareness, through this one realized the ultimate. And Rinpoche also spoke here, he added in Yeshe, so Rang Rigpe Yeshe. So through the wisdom of individual self-awareness, one realized the ultimate. And that's also here why we have a Gigu here, which is why sometimes you also have the Rigpa in the fourth point as well, rather than the Regpa. Because it's dealing here with this question of individual self-awareness. So one realized the ultimate, which is the direct seeing of Dharmata. And now again, on the path of meditation, one recalls this experience again and again and brings it to realization. And this... all of this, i.e. all of the this path, can be expressed through the factors of enlightenment, the 37 factors of enlightenment. This path of meditation, then, clears away the stains that are to be given up on this particular path. Each path, the path of accumulation, of junction, of seeing, of meditation, and of no more learning, the first four paths have something that's to be achieved and something that's to be given up on each one. So that's what this refers to here. It clears away this process of recalling what was experienced on the path of seeing, clears away the stains that are to be given up on this path of meditation.
Then the Dhamma service says, dan nam du da le tin de nam du do ba naung kha le nam du do ba te tok pa te ji pa che ma re nam du dra te wang bu ngun som du ngun som thong ma re nam du dra te ngun som re nam du khorang ge nam du ngoma zok te ko jo re tin du nam du je dra ngun som du thoe ba le tin de tin nam du naung kha ne do ba te ji pa zo yu re tin da bu le ji pa che ma se
So there's a little teaching on logic that slipped in here thanks to the airplane. Then it's an example of what is inferential reasoning. So we heard this sound of the airplane going over. And our actual hearing of this sound was like a direct perception. And then on the basis of this direct perception of the sound, one makes the inference that there's an airplane out there in the sky. So that's the way of inferential reasoning works. On the basis of a direct kind of perception like sound, then one infers, one projects the fact that there is actually a plane there in the sky. And one also what also comes into play here is the fact that one has also seen before the form of an airplane. One has had the previous experience of an airplane.
Oh yeah.
Tonglam.
Tonglam. Re Gomlam Tonglam to Tongba Niji Tong Chun Chu chunyi yang, chuji yin ngun sum dun tong senpa yin na, dun tong senpa tin diga marwa, yang yang gong gupi jimtsin kara sa na, ti jimtsin dine re, tine trima sewa ser, tine trima sewa ser, gong na tine, yang ni yang du gong gupi jimtsin kara sa na, gong nam chuji, tong sen je tong, chuji yang ni yang du gong gupi, gong pe pangwa ra sa wa, gong na je trima nam serwa si gupi ser.
Mm-hmm. So, on the path of seeing, then one really sees the Dharmata or the Dharmadhatu, the Chuni or the Chuying. But seeing it is not enough. One must meditate again and again in order to eliminate the stains. So then on the Gonglam we have this repeated bringing to mind of what one realized on the Tonglam, on the path of seeing. So then, given the path of meditation, one has to call to get to mind again and again what one realized before on the path of seeing. And why? Because one needs to purify the stains that are to be purified on the path of meditation.
Dina tikpa chenpo tenin papa sanju sempa namje tongla top simpa jesu gomla je kapsu tongpa nyele nyam tse chikta nyambar yana tongnyi gom yang tongnyi le yinpa jitab la suy namje danda jimpa la sopa suy namje chosa yang tongpa nyele nyambar yak tundu se te te tar nyamja dan nyamja to yehi je cho dang jitab da suy namje cho songda de te ten sanji ji kumban rogo yore.
So then we have the Mahayana Bodhisattvas who are practicing the path. And on the Tonglam, they've experienced emptiness. And then one pointedly, they meditate on this emptiness. So, in the post-meditation, they practice the six paramitas, which is comprise the accumulation of merit. And so then you see there are these two stages. On the one hand, one rests in meditation on emptiness, and that develops one's wisdom. And then when one rises from meditation and moves into the post-meditative stage, then one practices the six paramitas and in this way accumulates merit. So it's like a going and a coming between these two states. And in this way, the bodhisattvas progress along the path.
Jesa Tenpa Rebe Nen Thongwe Dongla Goma Sancho Soje Deba De Tene Trema Zerwe Ze
Jesa Tenpa Rebe Nen Thongwe Dongla Goma Sancho Soje Deba De Tene Trema Zerwe
Ze Tenpa Rebe Nen Thongwe Dongla Goma Sanjo soje deba te tene jama sewe.
Oh yeah. Ta chiran su treba yuwe. Treba yuwe na nang wuna.
So if you have questions, please ask.
Te treba tu su na. Tanyi to tumong tang tuming je chu yo jang tong tambar ye je mare. Te kari tabare to, nigi leng rabe.
Ariya.
Oh, tabare tabare to. Tate jor, nigi fil jor. Ya.
So then there was a question from Nigaling that's been shortened a bit. convention, on a conventional level then, one can posit common and uncommon, or shared and uncommon and not shared experiences, but it seems that on an ultimate level, ultimately, one can't distinguish between these two things.
그래. 두몽다 두몽 마이베 추자바데 타니 제왕도 세바레. 돈 담바르테니 돈 담바르 타니 렌데바레 두몽다 두몽 마이베 추지 타니 가이고 마레.
So Rinpoche says yes, it's like that. On the on the conventional level, you have shared and unshared or common and not common experiences, but on the ultimate level, then it is beyond any kind of dualism like this. It's beyond a common and not common experiences.
Jumsen kangi nyam na ton tamba ne zonwa tang zemba nyi len de ba. Jyoza dan jyozi nyi len de ba te yin 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 ba jumsen jire.
So why is that? Well, on this ultimate level, one is beyond subject and object, a perceiving a subject and a perceived object, and one is beyond that which is expressed and that which is expresses it, or beyond signified and signifier.
Yeah. Then, that's about you, Ben.
Any other question?
Other question.
So Tongwei Dunlam, Dunla Gomlam, it just means that the meaning that one realized or that one saw on the path of seeing, then one meditates on that.
Yeah.
The in the definition of chuni, there's zungwa dang zinpa dang juze dang juze ene kepa yore me
nere chepa yore zungwa zinpa te tome je pe na tome mega namshin dawala zungwa zogre zinpa mega namshin re zungzin yore juze juze te ye je namdo lama to yore mare juze se je te cik te namdo lakha gare wangbo la wanghi la namdo yore mare. They say the zonzing the du chigre, toke tome kanga dugre. Toke tamche le zonzing yore, zon yor tang, zemba, zonzing yore. Tome tamche layan zonzing yore, make a nam hitavina, zonga te, zog de re, zemba te make a nam hire zonzing yore. In a jersey, jersey, te ye nam dolma to yomore. Karasena Mingda Tsingzing go here.
So yes, the then there's a difference between perceived and perceiver, that set of that pair, and the pair of that which is expressed and that which expresses it. The first pair, the perceived and the perceiver, that can refer to the experience of perception, where you have a sense faculty like the eye and an object that it sees. And
Zungzin la namdo meba yungre, mega namshi shesong. Mega nam hita, wangbu nam hita so kanga tome rava. Mega nam hita, nava nam hita, nai nam hita, kye nam hita, luja nam hita, gonga nam hita tome re. Ti yor, tela yor zubda taro raksa nga shagrava. Ina yang zungzin re, te tanda jyosa jyosi jinze ba yo mare. Karasa na tanyi zinga mare. Wang hi je tanyi mi zinga mare.
Ani tok che di,
Toke, Mene Luja Nam Hija Padjate Yurchinre and Zembare Zongzinre. In a young Namdo Yomare. Gonga Nam Hito Dare, Tangbote Jota.
So, in the perceived and the perceiver, then, this refers to the process of perception of the sense faculty which perceives an object. And the consciousness that relates the two, that's between the two. And this process then is free of concepts. It's non-conceptual, this process, at this point.
Tene jyoza jyoze se jyoza karare se na hingdong yowa. Hingdong yowa se na jyo na jyoza te hingdong korangke yonggur se pa te jyoza re jyoze te Hingdong yowa hibe tsik de juzi re. Hingdong yowa hibe tsik de ye juzi je tsik de ye yor de tene korang hingdong korang ke hingdong ran tsin de ke yonggur sepa de le sege yor re. De juzi re wa?
Rang sende
re. Ina ye rang tsin oma le ming tsik yo ma re nam to gong ola Hingdong yo hibe tsik de dang, juzi ji tsik de dang, juza yo wa nye de jik de kya rin guyure, nam do la, so so se ma to gare, jing da wucha guyure, rama? Ina ngane se no, hingdong yo wa de tsik de nam do guzo ba re, korang tsik de jugu yo de la, hingdong do yo wa de rang tsin de la, ming da tsik yo ma re, ming da tsik lin de ba re korang la yang, rama? Te soso yore ta hiepa kapso. Hiepa kapso soso yone yang namdo gunjukpa kapso hingdong yowa se tu hingdong korangke yorji yonggo te lo kode yore. Sikta soso le se togo yomare. Te namdo turbare.
So then in the second one, when we're speaking of juza and juze, this then refers to the concepts of our mental of faculty. It's a conceptual process that we're talking about here, whereas the first one was non-conceptual. So this second part, then we have the juzza, that which is to be expressed, and for example you have the tree and the tree that's moving. And this in itself is what's called a rangsen. It means it has, it doesn't, in and of it, it's a self-characterized phenomena. That's the way rangsen is often translated, self-characterized phenomena. So it means that it has no name, it has no label, has no concept about it. It's just there as it is. So that's this tree that's moving out there. Then we have our conceptual faculty that comes in and says this is a moving tree. So there are two stages here. And then we mix these two together. And the actual tree that's moving and the concept that we put in it are seen as one thing. We don't distinguish between the two. But when we analyze clearly, then we can come to see the separation between the two, between what's what's there without a concept and the concept that we actually lay on top of it. But usually what we do is we mix the two together into one and then hold that to be something as existing. So for example, if we look outside and we say, well, is that form we're seeing the tathata, the dejini? No, it's not, because it's something we've grasped onto. And or is the eye that's seeing it, is that the dejini? No, it's not that either. The dejini is beyond an eye, the eye that grasps and the object that's the eye that perceives and the object that's perceived. So Rinpoche is bringing in the dejini here because in the definition we of the chuni, it was the dejini that's beyond perceived and perceiver, beyond what is expressed and that which expresses it. So then he brings another example here, which is fire, and the fire is that which is to be expressed, the juza, and the juze, that which expresses it, or that which points our mind towards what it is that it is the classic characteristics of fire, that it's hot and that it burns. But the actual dejini, the actual tathata, is beyond the juza and the juze. It's beyond the concept of fire and this and its characteristics, the sadhan sikpa.
Dina chuni se jute joiza le zoma lende epe te yinyi tanki nang zimba lende epe te yinyi tan ni joiza lende epe te yinyi tan son joizi lende epe te yinyi de ye te ni ye tan denba yinko pare.
So there are four characteristics that are given for the dejini. It's beyond a perceived object, that's one. It's beyond a perceiving subject, two. It's beyond that which is expressed, which is three. And it's beyond that which expresses it, which is four.
Oh, yeah. Then, Takari.
So, anything else?
Tene zungzi nyi lende pa tang, zungzi nyi lende pa te yin yi, jyoza jyozi nyi lende pa te yin yi yi na, chunyi yin pe chap. Chunyi yi na, zungzi nyi lende pa te yin yi, jyoza jyozi lende pa te yin yi yin pe chap se. Tseme chuk e san drawa sena, ten drawa mambo la wo yuk. Chuk la.
So then, there's another way of setting up definitions. Basically, this works with definitions. It's called the Chapa Goje, or the eight doors of pervasion. And Rinpoche gave an example of the first two. When we have the dejini that is beyond perceived and perceiver and beyond that which is expressed and that which is expresses it, and then we have the dharmata. And whenever we have the dharmata, it follows that we have the dejini, which is beyond perceived and perceiver, and beyond that which is expressed and that which expresses it. So then, when one is studying logic, there's this custom of practicing these eight doors of. These eight doors of pervasion, and it's a very good way of becoming clear about definitions about things. What the definition is, and what it is that is to be defined, the defining characteristics, and that which is to be defined. So this is one practices a lot with this. Again? Was this an example of inferring inferential reasoning? Inferring the inferential reasoning from the Ravasa?
Kyapa go jedi tseni di ane jepak ki peyrebe. Jepak pe mara
tela tene jepak chigre.
Tela tene jepak chigre. So, te pe te Tsinyi dan tsunza ni nirwa sarpo se ya ge pe na wore. Tsinyi dan tsunza de sarpo yungre.
No, it's not an example of inferential reasoning. Inferential reasoning then is developed on the basis of something like this this pervasion. And this these eight pervasions are used mainly to become clear about the relationship between what is defined and that which defines it between the tseni and the tsunja. It's a way of becoming very clear about definitions.
Deneya, ta? Ta tava yuve.
Jepak
tsema. Munsum tsema, jepak tsema.
There's a munsum tsema, which is direct cognition, and there's jepak tsema, which is inferential.
I think that's number for song. Number for the caps, number dra, the one bo, number nam hi, one bo munsum je, munsu tubare, dra, the munsum tsema yore. Namdu Korang Gipa Tsemi Yodhu Chukare. Karasana Namdu Dra Ngunsum Du Thuba Latin De Dene Namkha Namdu Ndoba Da Namdu Ndoga Ndoga Saane Semji Gipa Chukare Mado Namdu Ntunga Yomare. De Namdu De Ngunsum Tsema De Gipa Tsemi Piya.
So this airplane that went by earlier, then we can use as an example to illustrate the difference between Ngunsum Tsema or of direct valid cognition and Jepak Tsema, inferential cognition. The sound of the airplane that we heard, that our ear sense faculty picked up directly, that is of direct valid cognition. There's no conceptualization at that point. And then on the basis of this direct valid cognition, we say, oh, there's an airplane there. We can't actually see it. It's not a direct experience that we have. But through inferential cognition, we infer that there is an airplane in the sky.
Tene nambe te yang sha lo no san kaban do go yo ha ko go mare dra te le te de dra te sha so mo le do na sha le do ba ji ba no le sha lo no san kaban do go do yang dra le te de ji ba zo ji ba la yang ji so nambe kaban do go da ta ne ji ba ji ge de tang bo nambe ye pe ji ba ji ji so yang dra te tha rang bo le do ba ka so nambe kaban do so ji ba ji ge ba Tenda wo jipa rinpe chiga yore.
So then... Yeng su drowa.
Ah, yeng su drowa mara. Yeng su drowa, jipa rinpe chiga. Tangpo namdu dra tenda, namdu yoyepa jipa chiga. Yuma dra kawan dhondo, dra penna kya sola tu yona, kya sola dhosa sampa jipa chiga. Jipa chiga, mwen somla tenda jipa rinpe chiga yore. So then, this is the young one, some da, one, some same, the jiba, same, jesor, hako, yapo. Kill some, no?
So then, on the basis of this direct valid cognition, inferential cognition then arises in sequence, one after the other. So, first, we heard the sound of the airplane, and we inferred that there was an airplane there. And then we heard this sound from a specific direction, or perhaps it faded away in a certain direction. And so on the basis of that, then, we infer that this plane is going south or east or north. That's another inferential cognition that we're making on the basis of the sound.
See?
And then,
yeah.
And then if we can then... it is helpful to our meditation, understanding our mind, to know the difference between how direct inferential cognition arises and then how direct valid cognition arises and how the inferential cognition arises. We should learn to distinguish between these two.
Tene ngon som la, wangpo ngon som tsema, ye ngon som tsema, rangre ngon som tsema, nanjur ngon som tsema ye yore.
So then, under the rubric or the category of direct valid cognition, there are four different types. One, the first is the valid cognition of the sense faculty that we just spoke about. Then there is a direct, mental direct valid cognition. And then there is self-aware rangrig. So the first one was wangpo ngunsum sema. And the second was yiji ngunsum sema. And then thirdly is rangrig ngunsum sema. So that's direct valid cognition that's self-aware. Direct valid cognition of self-awareness. And then on the fourth, we have the yogi's direct valid cognition, or the yogini's direct valid cognition. The ngaljur ngunsum sema.
Are. Then wangbu ngunsum te wangu ngayere.
So then, in the process of perception, what we have first is the direct valid cognition of the sense faculty, and then right on that, very rapidly coming right after that, is the direct valid, the mental direct valid cognition, the second one. And these two come very quickly before any concepts are able to arise.
Then the Rangri Ngosam Sejate, same Ji Deva Tan Donga Kante Jena Rangri Rang Nyung Toba Nyunga Yore, Rangri Rang Nyunga Tela Rangri Ngosam Sema Sikre.
Then the third one, the Rangri Ngosam Sema. What is that? Well, It's our own self-awareness of our suffering or our happiness. It's our awareness of our own experience.
Pena ranga sema deva tang donga kande chi chona ranga ngu su nyoma cha ji re ngu su nyoma te la ke nyoma te rang re.
So to then continue with the explanation of Rangri Nisimsema, in our own mind arises joy or sadness, happiness or sadness, and then we ourselves are able to directly experience this. And that's what this Rangrig Nisimsema refers to.
Nanjur Nisimsema says that Gom Lesongwa, Gom Zong Toda Mantorwa, Gomba Lesongwa, Toda Namdo Mepa Mantorwa, Gom Zong Toda Mantorwa, Nanjur Nisimsema.
And then the yoginis and the yogis, Nisimsema, comes from meditation. And it's a meditation that's not confused. It's a tridra, it's free of all mental fabrication, and therefore matrupa, not confused in any way.
So, when some people there's a same Lola Karchimbore, young Naga Lola, young Gupakavire.
So, these four types of direct valid cognition are very important when we're studying logic, and also it's the necessity for them also to understand them also arises when we're studying the path of the Mantrayana.
Yeah. Tang na so gom to se chang.
So now we'll meditate.
Number two, Jizo Jinda De Danye Nyevara Sonla Jobares Sinye Gona Jinda Nene Juna Damje Dan Sonra Dode Damje Tela Nyevara Jebane Deva Jembe Do Tembe Zurje Yezebe Dube Jola Damje Rikwa Yanda Dado Zer Tonwe Lanje Ngozong Surdo de Jenny, Doge, Yazo, Nyoa, Ganyimba, Jiso, Tembare, Bene, Doe, Dola, Gola, Sanjo, Zoje, Duba, Tene, Jema, Zerez, Gua, De, Jeo, Gunzonam, Totone, Zoname, Yeje, Lezon, Tamba kunye dobare jo menjo lembo kuye traji Yena jujo songe traji Tata teme doje traji Yarve kuzon doje traji